tens of thousands marched through central Berlin and Frankfurt as part of a global campaign to challenge the upcoming G20 summit on financial crisis to be held in London next week. Organized by an alliance of more than 100 trade unions, environmental, political, religious and charity groups, the protest march began at the Red Rathaus under the slogan, "We won't pay for your crisis."
In Germany, it will not be the first manifestation. We have some other manifestations, the 1st of May, the 16th of May, the strike of the students and the pupils. This year will be very interesting for the movement of protest against the crisis.
More than 15,000 people took to the streets in Berlin alone. A further 10,000 protesters demonstrated in Germany's banking capital, Frankfurt. Economic justice, environmental accountability and fair distribution of wealth were among the main demands as protesters symbolically carried capitalism to its grave. The organizers strongly opposed the financial aid for struggling banks by the government.
Obviously, there's a lot of frustration in the population concerning the mismanagement of the crisis by the government. People are really afraid of things to come because they clearly see that the government is more eager to solve the problems of the banks, but not of the people.
For many people, this was their first demonstration. The governing parties of the Grand Coalition have already brought two stimulus packages into being and passed credit guarantees worth €500 billion. Yet there is a lot of disagreement among party members in view of the upcoming parliamentary election. Chancellor Angela Merkel is facing increasing criticism for her handling of the crisis.
The policy that has led to this crisis continues. With the stimulus package of the government, the redistribution system responsible for the crisis continues to be in place.
People demanded a more transparent and democratic economic recovery plan. They would like to see the government get together to invest in a sustainable future. With rising unemployment and pessimistic economic outlook, the need for further action grows.
The social concerns will become more dramatic by the end of the year and beginning of 2010. The peak of the crisis is still to come.
And tempers were already running high. The police arrested several protesters when a riot broke out as demonstrators were converging at the final meeting place back at the Red Rathaus. Both sides blamed each other for provoking the aggression, yet on the whole the demonstrations in Frankfurt and Berlin were mainly peaceful. With the G20 summit being held next week and the financial crisis worsening, these demonstrations marked only the start of a whole series of protests to come. Stefan Herrmann.